We started speaking last time about Dabra Dover, what you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, you're allowed to read on Shabbos, certain things you're allowed to do. So we cleared up a few misconceptions. You weren't here for that, so I'll just quickly go over it. One misconception is that people think that you're not allowed to talk about anything having to do with after Shabbos. So that's not true. Like if you're going to, let's say you're planning on going to Bnei Brak, you're allowed to say, I'm going to Bnei Brak tonight. Do you want to come with me? It's totally mutter. Why? Because the Gemara says that the call is like this. Whatever, theoretically, you could find a way of doing it beheter on Shabbos, you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. So theoretically, if there would be, you know, tents set up from here till Bnei Brak, you could walk there. It's not an Esrat Chumim. But something which doesn't even have a theoretical heter, for instance, if you have something which is Muktzeh, like Peros that are Muktzeh, and there's no way to carry them on Shabbos, so you can't say to someone, you know, could you bring them for me after Shabbos? Because it's also to do. What else did we talk about? Remind me, what else did we talk about last time? That was one of the misconceptions that we talked about. Right, you know, we'll see Teich Kedei. We'll see Teich Kedei what comes up. So let's talk for a moment about talking about the news. Okay? So the Mechaber says like this at the beginning of Shin Zayin. V'afilu b'sichas dvarim b'teilim?
Study stuff.
Oh, right. We talked about studying Divrei Chol. Okay. We mentioned that Meikra then it's Mutter. Hakopan Kashkenazim. What?
Baruch Hashem.
Oh, you're studying for a degree or something?
I'm in nursing school.
Are you really? Okay.
No, but I think to learn a specific to a test is the problem.
Okay, so that's a separate child. If you have a test coming up,
I'm learning just to know.
If you're learning it for a test, so that we didn't get into. Inachinam, that's a separate child. Okay, so the Mechaber says, Shinzayin Tefal, Vafim B'sichas Varim Tehlem Asra Harvest. You're not even allowed to excessively talk about stunned things. However, the Ramah says, Obnei Adam Shesipur Shuois. If talking about the news is enjoyable for you, so you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos, just like during the week.
Some people like arguing.
But someone who doesn't get any pleasure from this, if you're only saying it, really you have no interest in the news. You're just saying it because you know this guy enjoys it.
No,
Slow down. Okay, first let's get the words out. If someone you know enjoys hearing the news, you don't really enjoy it, you don't really care. But you want to do him a favor, so you say the news, friend. Say over the news. So that the Ramah says. That the Ramah says is awesome. First let's get it out. Let's talk about it, okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. You shouldn't violate Dabar Dabar just because you want to do a taiva for your friend. Let's say bad thing, you don't care about the news, but you get pleasure from the fact that you're the one telling the news and you see that they're getting pleasure. You get an ending from that, it's enjoyable. After the Yishahakal, then maybe you could be Mako, which. Usually an after the Yisrahakal of a Mishnah Berurah is, you know, it's a pretty sound basis for being Mekel, certainly when it comes to Yisurim Derabon. Okay, so a couple points were mentioned over here. You like to argue about it. So it depends. It really depends.
You don't enjoy the politics itself, but you just enjoy arguing.
Right.
And thing for arguing.
Right, so do you enjoy it or not? Because some people argue, and they're very argumentative. They don't really enjoy it though.
What do you mean enjoy? Anybody's enjoying, but this enjoy from limud, it's kind of enjoying. I enjoy when I'm finishing limud or when I'm in the middle of learning.
Yeah.
And there is enjoy to be the first guy to show everybody news.
That's
hot news from now.
That's a thing.
It's a totally different enjoy.
That's right. That's
and
right.
the enjoying that I'm going to be the first guy in the WhatsApp group that said something that nobody didn't know yet, even
if
it's true or not true. And it's kind of also enjoying.
That's for sure.
Sometimes I just enjoy arguing for arguing. Not to get to certain points.
So I'll give you an example.
Enjoy arguing. And politics is a great thing to enjoy. Politics is nobody's ever.
You speak to your friend because you enjoy it.
Let me give an example.
Okay.
Let me give an example. I happen to be an argumentative person.
Me too.
I mean, I have an opinion about just about anything. But I don't necessarily enjoy it. As a matter of fact, lately I tried to tell myself, don't get into these arguments. What's the point? But some people, I like it. I enjoy it. So that's the difference. Some people argue just because they're doing it, right? You're sitting at the table and you're going like this with the napkin. Do you enjoy doing that? No.
Why not?
I just
kinda.
You don't enjoy it. You're just
you don't enjoy it.
No, what I'm saying is that it could be some people do.
Right.
But I might be doing this, but I don't necessarily enjoy it. Not necessarily every single thing that a person does is he enjoying.
Why would you do that if you're enjoying it?
Exactly. Like, you are enjoying it. You can't equal it to Luna Park or whatever, but you are enjoying to do it.
That's
the guy who likes all the time.
Maybe you don't think it's true or everything. You're finding some sort of enjoyment in doing that, or else you wouldn't pick it up and do
Exactly.
So when people...
We can argue about this if you want.
We could.
When I actually agree with you.
And you might enjoy it while we're arguing.
Right.
Well, let's say you have a family that the husband and wife fight all the time, like cats and dogs.
Okay.
Do you think they enjoy the fights?
Of course not.
Nah.
Not at all.
Nah. Not the same. That's not the why they're not gonna have the same thing.
Back
no, not the same. But so you know why they continue it all the time.
So you just made a statement.
Yeah.
That if you wouldn't be enjoying it, you wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
Most people that the husband and wife fight, they don't enjoy it.
It's not the same. I disagree. It's not the same.
Don't look at me like that. You know in your head it's not the same thing.
No, I don't.
They're not arguing because, oh, we're bored. Let's argue. Something came up which affects him this way, affects her that way.
Right.
Her feelings are getting hurt. Something's happening. So they're arguing. It's not like you're sitting
No. They're arguing.
Not making, like, you're picking up a paper towel.
When you pick this, when you pick this, when you sit here, when you sit here and do nothing, and suddenly pick up this cup and start playing the
game. Every single thing. I want to
You are enjoying it. You're not enjoying it. You were just sitting here and whatever.
I need a cup of
It is.
I'm telling you.
Why not?
Because, okay, because the body, might get certain type of physical stimulation.
לשבת בארוחה הזאת הוא דווקא רוצה הוא לא רוצה לבטר על הדבר המסגור
הוא רוצה כן, מי רוצה
זה הענה שלו
בסדר
לא יכולה להגיד
Because there's no pleasure from the argument. He wants because he wants the conflict. Well, no, it's not the same as the argument.
No, but if he doesn't have enough argument, he's going to take the small thing.
Maybe in proportion, he cares more about the play than he cares about the argument.
Let's ask the following question.
I agree with you.
Let's ask the following question.
So, Mama doesn't recall them within.
I agree this time too.
How would you define?
I keep bringing up. You know,
how would you define pleasure?
How do you define pleasure?
How do you define pleasure?
Well, how about enjoyment?
I think your body needs.
Let's say pleasure for the moment. How do you define pleasure? How do you define it? I don't think that I'm enjoying what I'm doing right now. I'm doing it because what it does, it relieves.
You are. You're doing it because to explain.
No, actually not.
You're doing it because of the.
I do it because it relieves a certain amount of pain. Now, when I say pain, it's not a pain that I. It's not a pain that I notice.
Right.
It's that I happen to have hands that like moving all the time. They like moving all the time. You'll tell me this. If you'll compare this to eating a piece of cake, I wouldn't even begin to compare it.
Or
if you were to compare it to bouncing a ball.
Okay.
I wouldn't compare. I would. It
doesn't matter.
It's not like bouncing a ball.
It doesn't matter.
It's not like bouncing a ball is, let's say, on the scale. Let's call it 1 to 100. It's not like bouncing a ball is somewhere like around 15, and this is around 0.001. It's not even on the same scale. It's not the same qualitative type of activity at all.
Enjoyment.
Let's go back to the first thing you said. The first thing you said is why am I doing this? Because I'm relieving some sort of pain.
Yeah.
Exactly. For your body is enjoyment.
Okay.
Or
so
less pain, whatever you want to say.
Fine.
Some sort of benefit there for you.
Very good. Excellent. So now we've been machalik between benefit and pleasure.
Well, you can't compare eating a piece of cake to a roller coaster.
If your body benefits from something, or if your body or if that guy or if this building benefits, then it's enjoyment for this guy.
No, it's hanah. There's something called hanah, and there's something called tainug. It's not the same thing. Hanah and tainug are two different things.
What's the difference?
When you exercise,
yeah,
you don't necessarily enjoy it. Some people do.
Right.
Some people really enjoy a good job.
Okay.
And other people push themselves to do it because of the hanah that they want to get out of it.
Okay.
What's the difference? Because of the sipuk. Hano is a benefit. You're getting something out of it.
Benefit after he runs.
You're getting something.
Benefiting from it.
He might not benefit after.
Benefit and pleasure, enjoyment and pleasure.
Whatever. No, benefit.
He's benefit is when you're gaining something.
That's right. You're gaining
usually more of a machine than just...
Okay, whatever the case may be. You're gaining something. I gain physical fitness from taking a good solid job.
So you enjoy,
but I don't enjoy it at all.
You don't enjoy the thing itself. You enjoy the...
Okay, on Shabbos, the getter of Tainug, is that you have to enjoy the thing itself. Beautiful. That's the halachic getter of Tainug. That's why it's saying over here that it has to be somehow that you're getting a Tainug from the thing itself. It's not enough that you have nothing better to do, so I'm doing this. That's not enough. That's not called that you really have a timing from what you're doing. It's just that you have nothing better to do, so this is what you're doing.
A lot of things that has to be direct timing from this, and not from not from something should then go
away.
So that's why I said there are some people. There are some people that they argue because that's just their temperament. That's just the type of personality. And the other people, they really enjoy it. You want to see the difference? One guy that's his temperament, but he really doesn't enjoy it afterwards. Thinks to himself and feels to himself, what a waste of time. Another guy was like, no, not that. That was really enjoyable. I really enjoyed it. I can't wait till the next time that I meet up with that guy so I can have a good argument with him. That's the difference between someone who bad. I can enjoy talking about the news or the politics. Now, politics is a whole different problem because you're going to get into all the Yisurim of Lashon Hara problems. But, you can talk about scientific politics. Let's say.
Yep.
Well, that's a time which is for sure Aser. So, that's not on our radar screen right now. So that's why the Mishabur says it could be you guys don't enjoy the news, but you like seeing, you do get enjoyment from the fact that someone else is hearing the news from you, and you're getting that enjoyment. So that's a time. That could be a time.
That could be.
Okay. So fine. So Lamaisa the Mishabur says it comes out that's a barometer. Now, if it's something sad, if it's something upsetting, then you have to stay away from it because on Shabbos you can't have things that upset you. And in general, obviously, even though strictly speaking it's mutter, like the Mishabur says, this is not like the biggest mitzvah to do on Shabbos to talk about the news. Okay, let's go on to the next thing.
You're still playing with your
towel. I know. I'm not. I wasn't doing it just to prove a point.
In the beginning,
once my hand found it. Yeah, in the beginning, but once my hand found it, then it sticks with it. Okay. Let's go on to something else.
You know, we have a Bachman Yeshiva, he likes to draw. All the time when he has a few seconds free, he begins like this. Right. So, he has plenty of, enough from it, for sure.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Yeah.
It's not Paul, it's
Okay, let's talk about this. Something which is only Asr and Rabbanan. Mutter li Yisrael loymer legoy la'asayis b'shabbos. You're allowed to tell a goy to do something which is otherwise only asr in the rabbanon. Vehu sheyiyeh miktzas chayli. It has to be that it's for the sake of someone who at least is somewhat ill. Or yiyeh tzarech ledaber tzarech harbe. Or you really need it a lot. Or mipnei mitzvah. Or you need to tell him to do it for a mitzvah. Ketzar. What's an example of this? Omer Yisrael Lagoy Vishabis Lalis Bilan Lahami Shaifa Miskarat Kias Mitzvah. If it's Shabbos and you want to make it Kias Mitzvah, I guess that's talking theoretically speaking. How would you have a Kias Mitzvah on Shabbos? You don't blow Shaifa on Shabbos. Okay. I guess that was before the Xerah. In any event, so you can tell them to go get it. Or maybe it's talking about where if you don't go get it now, maybe Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday. That's probably what it's talking about. Probably talking about where Rosh Hashanah is on Sunday. If you don't go get it now, so you're not going to have it for tomorrow. Or you want to bring him water for someone who's in pain, and he needs water to wash off whatever's causing him pain. And others say that it's Asr. So, this is a big machlokes. The Rishonim have a whole discussion about this. Some Rishonim say you can even tell a guy to do something which is awesome deraisa under these types of circumstances. Other Rishonim say not even derabbanan. And the way we come out lahalacha is that you are allowed to tell him to do.
There's a whole mission of that.
A derabbanan. Right. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah explains that the concept at work over here is something called shvus d'shvus. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah points out that if the guy is mamish ill, if he's really ill, so then you're allowed to tell, even a yid would be allowed to do certain derabbanans for him. Oh, okay, this is what I wanted to get to. What's the gather of a tzarech harbe? What's considered a big tzarech? What's considered a big tzarech? So Mishnah Berurah says, what?
In regards to what?
In regards to this halacha. There were three examples given when you're allowed to tell a guy to do something. By the way, this is one of the reasons why it's very important to know what's the raisa and what's the rabbanan. A lot of Maseches Shabbos, and in a lot of the parts of Hilchos Shabbos, you'll find discussions of what's the raisa, what's the rabbanan. If you don't know what's the rabbanan, then you don't know where you can apply this kula. So, what's considered a tzarech harbe? The three things that we said you could tell a guy to do a derabbanan for it. Miktas chayli, someone's at least quasi-ill. A tzarech harbe, a very big need. Or, do a tzarech mitzvah. You need it for a mitzvah. So what's considered tzarech harbe? What's considered a big need? Says the Mishnah Berurah for the Magen Avraham, hesed gadol. It has to be where it's a potential large monetary loss. Okay? If it's something less important than that, then that's not called a very big need. Yeah, okay, talks about this meal. Alright, let's move on, yeah? The next thing that comes up over here, which is very Nagel Amaiso, which someone asked about this last time. Also, the Chashin Cheshbonis Afilim Avru. Are you allowed to talk about monetary accountings? So says the Shulchan Aruch, even if it's something in the past, you're not allowed to talk about it. Kigoyim, for example, kach lekach itzesi al davar ploini. I spent this much on my renovation that I did in my house. V'davka shadayin schar apoyolim etzloi. That's only if you still have some of the money by you that you still have to pay the workers. Avalim parim kvar mutter. But if you already paid it all off, it's mutter. This is another one of the misconceptions that we could clear up over here. If you did a renovation and you already paid everything off, it's done. There's nothing more left to pay the kablan, the workers. It's completely finished. And someone's just, you know, out of curiosity wants to know how much did you pay for your renovation. You could tell them. It's mutter. Why? Because it's not considered mimtzei cheftzecha, because it's not cheftzecha anymore. It's not negeya anymore. Right. The Imam Cheshbon Yisraelu Yishbon Tzarek Chaveray says in Mishnah Berurah, however, if the person asking you has this particular reason why he's asking, he's not asking some out of curiosity. He's asking because he's thinking maybe also to do a renovation like this in his house. Or maybe he's thinking of taking this Kablan. Who is your Kablan? How much does he charge? So then says Mishnah Berurah, Chayshiva Cheshbon Yisraelu Tzarek. So you're making these Cheshbonis for him. Aser. The klal is that if it's, I think the Gemara calls it Dvarim Shal Mabekach. If it's Dvarim Shal Mabekach, stop talking. So then it's mutter. How much did you pay for your car? How much did you pay for this? How much was this? Doesn't make a difference. Stop talking. So then it's mutter. If it is some type of tzarech, either for you, because you still haven't paid it all off, or you're not sure if you paid everything off, or for the other guy, because he's thinking of buying a car like this, or he's thinking of leasing a car like this, or he's thinking of doing a renovation with this kablan, so then it's awesome. Okay? That's the klal. Any questions about that? No. Okay, you can move on.
If that's the klal, that's the klal.
Sorry?
If that's the klal, that's the klal.
Right, you are. Here, another example he gives is how much they spent on the chasana. That's a good one, right? Sicha b'teilo. So it's mutter.
Oh, that's usher from another kibbutz.
Oh, so he says
every time you speak about the money spent at the wedding, you become depressed again.
Well, that's very funny. Yeah. I heard once someone said that. Why is it that the women cry by a chuppah? Because the neshamas of the grandparents and the great grandparents, they come and women are more sensitive to ruchnia, so they sense it, so that's why they cry. Right? And why is the man crying? Because someone comes over and says, oh, you're the Baal Simcha. He says, no, my wife is the Baal Simcha, I'm the Baal Chayiv. So, inochinami. You're right, if it causes him tzar to think about it, so then he shouldn't talk about it. Alright? Oh, here's another good example of something that you would not have thought is mutter. You know, the more you learn, the more you realize what is mutter.
And what is asur.
That's correct. Mutter loymer lachaveiroi. I'll tell you a part before I get to this. There's a Gemara, I think it's in Brachas, that says, Gadol hanehenem yegia kapoi, yoyser mirei shamayim. Someone who gets benefit from the work of his own hands is greater than yirei shamayim. My next question is, what? Like, what does the Gemara mean? So the Maharshal, elsewhere, I think it's in Sanhedrin maybe, says pshat like this. The yirei shamayim is talking about someone who he learns, but he doesn't learn the sugya mamish ad asayif. So he doesn't really know when you can be mekel and when you can't be mekel. So whenever a shayla comes up, so he's machmir and he's pyresh, and he, you know, a shayla comes up about something in the kitchen, so he throws it away, right? A shayla comes up, if you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, he's machmir, fine. So he's a yirei shamayim. What's a yegia kapoi? Says the Maharsha, yegia kapoi is someone who learns the sugya and works so hard at it till he finally gets mamish to the end, to the end, to the end. So what the Gemara calls the chema shel Torah, the butter of the Torah, the best part of it, which the Maharsha says is the chayra, the ability to learn the sugya, l'amka, till you get to the chayra, so you know it so well that you know mamish when you're able to be mekel. So says Maharsha, he has both worlds. He has Olam Abba more because he learns the sugya better. And he also has Olam Hazeh because he knows when he can be mekel. In any event, says the Mechaber, says the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Zayin Siv Zayin, Mutar Loimar Lachaveiroi, you're allowed to say the following. Do you think that you'll be able to come to me this evening? Even though he knows what you mean, he knows that what you mean is that you want him to work for you. You know, let's say you've got to renovate or whatever you've got going on. Don't say it in the lashon tzivui of I want you to be ready for me this evening for what, you know, being Rami is what we need to do. So why is this mutter? You're effectively arranging hiring the guy to do work for you on Shabbos. What?
You're not.
No, you are. He understands exactly what you mean.
It doesn't matter what he understands. It matters what you ask.
It matters what?
You ask.
Okay, so almost, that's almost what they say is pshat. The Gemara of Etzim says this. So what's the pshat of Mishaburah? Kemar she'enay mefarish behedya. Since you're not saying it out explicitly, rak b'derech remez b'tzarech mutzay Shabbos, you're only saying it in a way of hinting, havele rak b'chol hirhur. So it's like thinking about business. The mavur le'elvis, mentioned above, said ches t'shari. Right, we had before, I think we mentioned this last time, that even though it's not in the spirit of Shabbos to be thinking about business, but strictly speaking, it's mutter. Strictly speaking, it's not usher to think about business on Shabbos. So the halacha is that it's only daber daber. If you say heyei nachayni mi, so that's already explicit enough because you're saying it b'lashon tzivui that it's considered a dibur b'lashon daber daber. But if it's here, the Gemara Darshan is that daber daber dibur asr, hear her mutter. So whenever you say something, and it has to be inferred from what you said, what you meant. I mean, you have to be able to be medayik from, oh, he means he wants to hire me. Even though you know what you mean, and he knows what you mean, but it doesn't matter. Because it's together here. It's like if you wink at the guy. You know, let's say you made up a code between the two of you that if you wink at him, it means that you want him to come to you and say Shabbos to work for you. That's together here, which is mutter. That's why it's mutter. Okay, so we mentioned Sifchetz, we mentioned last time. You're allowed to talk about going places, as long as it doesn't involve malacha. What time is it?
22:07.
Oh, here's a big one. Okay, so this one is a misconception in the other direction. Here's a halacha where it's aser, and many people don't know that such a thing is aser.
I'd rather not hear it.
Well, it's not so negative to you.
Yeah.
Although I really don't know. Shimon Shin Zayin Tiv Yud Beis. I'm just skipping around because I think it's better to focus on things that are more negel myself. Zimin Urchim Behechim Mahamin Megalim. You invited guests for Shabbos and you prepared all different types of foods. Bechosav Biksav Kama Zimin the Kama Megalim Hechim Lai. You wrote down before Shabbos how many people you invited, who you invited, what food you're planning on serving, at which meal, etc. Aser Likraisai B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read this on Shabbos. This is included. Very good. It's a whole sugya. This is included in the Iser of Shtari Hadyaitis. Afilu hukasuv al gabi kaisal gavaya harbi. And Chazal made this a light plug. Even if it's high, high up on the wall that you can't get to it. Mishum gzeira shem yikra b'shtari hadyaitis. Tahinu shtari chlevis
achishbaitis. That means if you go, if you have a caterer and he has it all written down, what's in the morning, what's at night, what's in the afternoon, every time.
Okay. So bepashtus, no. So first, like I said, let's get it out. Then we'll talk about it one another. Chazal made a gzera to simplify matters. Atu ksiva. We're concerned that if a person will start looking at these things, so he might be like, ah, you know what? Actually, I want this to be for tomorrow. I want this guy to come back, and he'll start erasing and writing. It's a gzera atu ksiva. So reading your guest list and your food list for your meals for Shabbos is included in the Isser of Shtari Hadiyazdeis. And the Ramah is Madgish, this is based on the Rishayim. Afilu la'ayin bohem b'lei kriya asr. It's not just reading it out with your mouth. Even if you just look at it and you're reading it with your eyes, that's also asr. Okay, we're not going to get into the rest of it because it's not Nagei. It talks about if you engraved it on the wall. Nobody's engraving their guest list on the wall these days. You know, back then they had certain situations, you know, matzavim that were not exactly like ours. So try to stick with that, which is negetas. Okay, so let's see. So bepashtus, like you said, I mean, sometimes it's very negetas. People have a lot of people over, a caterer. So are there any heterim for this? So they do say some heterim, and it's kedai to mention them because, like you said, it can be very negetas. Let's see if I can find it. Sifin Beis. Oh, here it is. Okay. So one possible heter is if two people are going to read it at the same time. Now, where does that come from?
No.
Close. Not bad. But that's a patur. That's not a heter. That has no relevance. But not bad either. It comes from the halacha that the Chazal said you're not allowed to read L'ur Haner on Shabbos. Why Shana Yachet? Okay. So, however, if two people are reading the same thing, but the Aranirs, each one is a shemer for the other person. That's where it comes from. So they bring down from the Prima Gadim, who brings down from the Rashba, where I'm quoting now, by the way, from the Dirshu Mishimura, that if you have two people reading together, so each one is a shemer for the other, and therefore it's mutter. Okay, Lamaisa, it's not such a pasha to heter.
Why not?
Because he says that to make such a comparison is not so pasha, because the general rule, often we find that you can't necessarily say, okay, we find Chazal or Matir in this case, so we'll also say it's within this case.
It's the same situation.
It is
the same situation.
It's a very solid foundation. There's a very, very solid foundation to this heter. There's a very, very solid foundation to this heter. And Lemaisa, you could be Simech on this heter. Lemaisa, you could be Simech on it.
But
he says that if it's possible, it's better to have someone, or maybe one of the people, who has no reshus whatsoever to erase anything from this piece of paper.
It's kind of complicated.
Yeah. Bepashtus, you could be Simech on this heter. Okay? Now we get into the next one. They bring down from Rav Nissim Karlitz a very big heter, and this one really be'etzim is a very big chiddush. I'm not sure. I mean, I didn't see it inside, but you know, just the way they're bringing it, I can't think of a makar for this heter right off the bat. He says like this: a woman, the wife of the house, she made a whole list of who's coming and the foods that she, the different dishes that she wants to serve for different meals. So she wants to look at it to know, well, what is she serving for this Yantif meal, for this Shabbos meal, she's having all her mishpach all over, the Pesach Seder, I mean, think about it. You know, if it's like a 3-day Yantif, so you can have like 6-7 meals right in a row, and you've got 20-30 people because it's a mishpach, how in the world is someone supposed to be...
It's 14 meals.
Okay. In any event, so it's like this. So he says she could ask one of her kids to read it for her. Why? Because they have no rishus to start writing things on her piece of paper or erasing it. In other words, the whole chashash, says of Nissen Karlitz, is only the person who, this is his paper or her paper, she's the one who wrote it, she's the one who might decide to make corrections. So that's where we have this chashash. But one of her kids, there's no chashash that one of her kids is going to start messing around with her paper and rewriting and erasing, etc. So he gives that heter. Yeah, another heter that they bring, and this one, there is more of a makom for this heter, I think, from the Gemara. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if she wants to just look at it very quickly, like mamish, like for a second and then put it down. Just like glance at it and then finish. So he says, it could be that that's also a heter. Where would that come from? The Gemara says that if a cheder Rebbe has to prepare what he's going to teach the kids the next day on Shabbos, so he can look at the Rashi Prakim by the light of a candle on Friday night. No, he's not mamish reading the whole thing. He's just, you know, looking Rashi Prakim. Very quickly Rashi Prakim, and then he's finished. So some of that's where he's coming from. So that's another possible heter. Okay, so far we have a heter of two people looking at it together. We have a heter of someone who has no rishus, like let's say the person who's the caterer himself, so he's the one who has rishus to erase, make corrections, write more things. If he takes one of his waiters and tells them, you know, tell me what it says on the list, that guy has no rishus to make any corrections whatsoever. So according to...
Then you can tell him, erase this and put this over there.
You could, but that vayt, we're not chayshish already. Mm-hmm. We're not chayshish as doy vayt, because the general rule is that if it's like a few steps removed, so then we assume that you'll remember in the interim. You're not going to forget yourself for that long. The whole point is that we're worried that a guy will forget himself momentarily, that it's Shabbos, or will momentarily forget that it's also to do this on Shabbos, and it might come to do it. Okay, another shiloh that they bring up is a gabayim shul. Is he allowed to look? You know, a lot of times gabayim have like a
book.
Have a book or cards, index cards to keep track who got an aliyah last week, the week before. So is he allowed to do that or not? So he brings from a sefer called Shari Ephraim that it's mutter. Why? What's the heter? This is very interesting. Because be'etzem, it's tremendous chidushim. You know, it's one of the examples that if you know, a lot of times you think that if you learn Mishabura, so then you know the Pesach of Achol Maisi. You know, if you were just reading the Mishabura, just learning the Shulchan Aruch of Mishabura, you would think, okay, fine, so it's totally yasser. If you look over here, you see the later Acharim, there's a lot of Eterim. So what's his heter? His answer is that be'etzim, you're not looking for what I need to know now. It's not like he has a list of, okay, who am I going to give an aliyah to this week? No. He just wants to check, who did I give an aliyah to last week? So there's no chashash that a person will make a correction on something that was. There's a chashash that something which is for the future, the food that I'm going to be serving, the guests that I'm going to be having, so then you might change your mind. You might be like, you know what? I'd rather have this food for this meal and this guest for this meal. So then we're worried that you might make corrections. But something that already was in the past, there's no chashash that you might make corrections, so that, but never was nichol and l'gzeira. And another heter that he says is that since you're in the middle of a whole shul and there's a whole tzibur around you, so you're not going to start writing. You have a lot of shayrim over there. You know, if everybody starts screaming out when the Valkyrie makes the slightest mistakes, they'll certainly start screaming if the God, you know, takes out his tefex and his pen and starts making corrections to what he's doing. All right, Peseder, we'll stop here for now. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.